in the middle of Simeon Basif Aleph. So the first opinion was the Molinian opinion. That opinion holds that even if all the strands of the tzitzis were shortened from their legal length of Yud Beis Gudlin, and they only have Kidei and Niva, which is that two of these Gudlin, it's still kosher. The only kind of thing that's possible is if you have one string that was totally cut down to the bottom, there's nothing left of it. And that can happen by the fact that you see, if your last knot is split 4 by 4, and 4 for one side of the one string, 4 from the other side of the other string, if you have one missing on one side, one missing on the other side, sure, but you have to be concerned that it's the same string that is missing and that's puzzled. But if they're all from one side, then it will be alright. Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the most stringent opinion. He says you have to have two full strings. So therefore, if you have three on one side that are not full length, it will already be possible, because you know for sure that three strings are not full. No, it's three strings means three, two strings full means two out of the four, which means four out of the eight. Yeah, Dahainu explains. You have to have two strings that on both sides of the string they have the full length. And then just for the other two, the remaining ones, you could use a smaller amount if it ripped down to the point there's only this Kedei Niva. If three strings are cut down, and even if they have Kedei Niva, they're possible. If you weren't careful when you made the tzitzis, that is all, let's say, at the last knot, you have four on one side, four on the other side. So if you're not sure which ones are from which string, and now you have three parts that are not the full height, so you have to be concerned that each one is from a different string, and in Meva you only have one chut, which is shalim, and therefore misafik is possible. But the truth is, it sounds a little strange, because it sounds like this problem only is if you're not medactic, that each one is from the same string. But if you're medactic, you have the same problem, because you still will not have two full ones, because if three are from one side, then that means that three of them are missing. So Lamaisa Shabu points this out, that in the Hanami culture game, if you were medactic and you have three missing from one side, then it's badly possible, according to Rabbeinu Tam. If you weren't medactic, it's a suffix puzzle, but if you were medactic, it's badly puzzle. It says at the end over here, Avalonechtaku Elish Ne Roshim, Machshirin, but they are different. If you had only two piece parts that were cut down, so then it will be kosher if you have they are different. That this person who was not medactic, which is which side, so if you have two of them cut down, you have to have Kedei and Niva, because since this person was not medactic, which side is which, if you have less than Kedei and Niva, you have to be concerned it was cut down from the same one. Whereas if they were from the same side, they could cut down to the bottom, because you have still remaining on the other side. Mechava says, Halacha Ketzvah Rishayim. Vika, then we paskin that even the wool cut down, as long as you have this Kedei Aniva, which we'll say, Rabbi Halacha says, it's at most two gudlin worth of length of string, it's still kosher. Mihecha the Evshet, if it's possible, Bichosh Rabbi Natan, in which case, you can allow yourself to have maximum two strings cut down. Once you have three cut down, it's the possible. The Ramos of the Noigim Kerabinu Tam says the Minigim Kerabinu Tam, like we said before, if you have three that are less than 12 Kudlin, even though they have Kedei Niva, it's very possible, because you're only entitled to have this Kedei Niva only for two strings. Tinsa Ramos, Yochol Shikay, and Dikak Shinikorim Abba Roshim Shisad Ethel, Miskosh Roshim Shisad Ethel, possible. Yeah, according to Rabinu Tam, if you know that all these four strings from one side of the knot are different strings, and three of them were cut down, then it would definitely be possible. Then you know for sure that three strings are not complete. It's also possible if it was cut from both sides. If you had two on one side and one other side, it's also possible, because Maybe it was from the same cloth. So the ma'isa lachatfila, once you have three strands of your tzitzit that are below the full shear, you should exchange them, because contrary to the talmud, but if you have no choice, the ma'isa, you can make a bracha on it, as long as you know that you don't have one string which was completely cut off on both sides. Simen yud beis and beis eichas shetoch lekedei anivim mitoch umitoch shachutin avim en yochel anvam vilo yidakim ha yochel anivim kosher. If it's a length that it would be six strings, you can tie them on each other. Because the thicker ones, it doesn't work. We go by the thinner ones. So basically, it's a length, which, like we said before, if you have two gudlin, then that's definitely good enough. Mishan b'chutin beinanim, we measure by medium thickness chutzim. Sim yud beis gimel kedei anivim l'rashi min ha'onuf. They have another fish. What is the shear kedei anivim when it's cut down? So according to Rashi, you have to have, aside from the knotted area, you have to, from the strings that are sticking out of the knotted area, it has to be this two gudlin length for the kedei anivim. If it's cut down to the knotted area, even though the knotted area is still more than the two gudlin, it's possible, because you have to have, like we said, the two gudlin of the strings. Uri is more maker. Even if you have the parts that wind it around, but that is this kedei anivim, that's enough, and it's kosher. Minik oivim kirashi. So we paskin, if the whole thing was, you don't have any of the strings, even though all the knotted area is intact, and it's possible, like Rashi. If the left sheish is makalvi, very big chiddush. We have no choice; you can rely on the re, which is very big chiddush. Because according to Rabbi Tam, it's about the puzzle. According to Rashi, it's also puzzle. According to the re, it's kosher, because from the bottom knot up, one count these two good. The ma'isa, as Shabru says, you are permitted to wear this baggage. The ma'isa, Shabru says, here you should not make a bracha. It's if your tzitzit are kosher according to Rashi, not according to Rabbi Natan. You have three strands that are missing, then you can still make a bracha. But if you have this situation that none of the strands are around, and you have to count these two gulden from halfway up the knotted area, that you can put on the tzitzit, but no, don't make a bracha. Can move on. If your tzitzit are possible, you have to take it off, because you're not allowed to wear the decorative tzitzit.